Colorado Attorney General's office has been conducting an investigation into the patterns and practices of the Aurora Police Department amidst national outrage over the death last year of Elijah McClain and growing criticism of the agency. The Colorado Sun reports that a spokesperson for Attorney General Phil Weiser said the probe was started several weeks ago and they are evaluating actions that might deprive individuals of their constitutional rights under state or federal law. Newly appointed Police Chief Vanessa Wilson said on Twitter that she supports Weiser's new probe and pledged her department's full cooperation. The Attorney General can investigate police under the authority recently granted by State Senate Bill 217, passed after George Floyd's death at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. The AG's review is separate from his ongoing investigation into the death of McClain, a 23-year-old unarmed black man who died 6 days after officers placed him in a now-banned control hold last August, a year ago. McClain's parents on Tuesday filed a federal lawsuit against the Aurora Police Department in which they claim their son's rights were violated. The Aurora Sentinel reports that the AG's investigation was confirmed less than an hour after city leaders announced that they have named a national consulting firm to conduct a separate review of Aurora Police Department practices and protocols. The Boulder City Council delayed a decision last night on whether to expand lethal control of prairie dogs on agricultural lands managed by the city north of Jay Road and west of the Diagonal Highway. The recommendation for lethal control comes from the city's Open Space Board of Trustees because staff and other land managers can't keep up with the rates of the spread of prairie dogs on irrigated open space lands. Colorado's first gentleman, Marlon Reese, was among the speakers who pleaded with council not to use lethal control.
Prairie dogs are a keystone species, which means they are species upon which other animals depend, and that removal of these species from the ecosystem would cause changes to ecosystem function.
But others like Shirley Schaller supported the proposal. Shirley lives on 51st Street and on land her grandfather homesteaded. Schaller said it would be a great loss if the irrigated lands would be lost to prairie dogs. The prairie dogs were not on this land when her great-grandparents arrived, and they had only come within the last 15 years by migrating in from the west. If approved by council, starting next year, the city would begin to remove some prairie dogs through relocation, some by installing fences and some by lethal control. After noting, the public hearing began after 9 p.m., with 105 speakers signed up to testify, council members agreed it would be not wise to begin their own discussion past 11 p.m., and will make a decision later this month. Three Boulder residents who oppose the Bedrooms Are for People ballot initiative are seeking to intervene in the campaign's lawsuit against the city. The three citizens who seek to join the lawsuit are David Raduziner, Linda Sparn, and Valerie Yates, who is not related to Boulder Mayor Pro Tem Bob Yates. The Daily Cam reports that the three asked the court to prevent the initiative from getting on the ballot. The proposal would change occupancy limits to allow one person per bedroom in a house, plus one other. The three interveners claim that certifying the measure for the ballot would violate state and city election law, and they say the organizers of the campaign are seeking to fundamentally change election laws by giving cities the ability to rewrite ballot requirements. The campaign supporting the initiative has sued the city because officials gave incorrect information on petition signature requirements and deadlines. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock's administration is moving forward with sweeps of homeless encampments, even though there's no sanctioned site where displaced people can move. The Denver Post reports that the Coliseum parking lot is no longer under consideration, but no other site has been seriously proposed in its place. The timetable for any possible site for the encampment is now pushed back at least a month, according to Cole Chandler, executive director of the Colorado Village Collaborative. Denver officials continue to sweep out existing encampments, even though the actions are contrary to federal pandemic recommendations. However, the encampments, which are considered by the city to be illegal, have grown in size and number during the pandemic. Next week, officials will clear out the encampment at 12th Avenue and Acoma Street and an encampment at 13th Avenue and Washington Street. Interstate 70 remains closed in both directions through Glenwood Canyon this morning due to the Grizzly Creek wildfire burning the area. The fire grew to 3,200 acres as of last night. Travelers should check with CDOT for alternative routes. Meanwhile, the Pine Gulch fire further west near Grand Junction continued to expand Tuesday and has burned more than 42,000 acres, with low humidity and gusty winds expected to fuel the fire today.